strong. A strong song.
Absolutely wonderful. I'd say. Wonderful.
We're nearly done, Chris.
Are we?
That's it.
That's
yeah.
a shame. It's sort of race by, isn't it?
It does go fast.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not for the listening public
Absolutely
out there
not,
who probably
no.
can't wait for it to finish. They're waiting for OJ Borge to come on.
We all are.
Midnight to three.
Goodness me.
5 nights a week he does that.
The witching hour.
Yeah. He must be a sort of nocturnal human.
I'd have thought so. Because you won't be able to go to bed, will you, straight after?
No.
You'd have to...
wind down.
Decompress.
Decompress, yeah. But anyway, thank you for joining me on the show tonight.
Thank you for having
me
on.
Lovely to have you here.
It's been great being here. Maybe next time I'll have a proper DJ to talk to.
Well, yeah, probably.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't want it any other way.
We all might like that. but no, it's been very lovely to have you with me. I mean, obviously every listener knows, because every listener has seen St. Trinian's 2, The Legend of Fritton's Gold.
I would hope so.
They know that our professional allegiance goes way back.
Of course, yes.
Some of, certainly, my finest work.
I think so.
Yeah.
I particularly liked the bit of seaweed on your head and spitting the water out as we came out of the Thames.
Subtle. Very, very subtle.
We went into the actual Thames under Tower Bridge.
We did.
We waded into the Thames and waded back out again.
Probably wasn't very healthy.
No, we were advised, weren't we, not to get our heads under the water.
See, this is British independent filmmaking.
Absolutely.
The coalface of creativity.
We will do anything for a cheap laugh.
Yes, literally anything.
And Gabriella Wilde, of course, now of Poldark fame.
Now you're cool, I can't say that.
Try it again.
Well, it's late. It's nearly midnight.
Yes.
I'm never usually up this late.
No.
This is really quite tricky for me.
I think you're doing brilliantly. I'm very proud of you.
I'm usually in bed about 9:30 these days.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Gabriella Wilde, there she is.
Yes.
She had a bit of a teary one last Sunday.
She did, yes. That was a tough old storyline, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They did terrifically well, Luke Norris and herself.
Yes.
Yeah, very moving.
You've got a bit of a thing for Luke Norris, haven't you? You've got his face on a key ring.
Yes, I do carry his face around on a key ring.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm sure you're not the only person in Britain carrying Luke Norris's face around in a key ring. I don't know what your wife would have to say about it. But
she bought me the key ring.
Did she?
Yeah. I think it was a joke present, but it's not a joke for me.
No.
And my heart.
It's a very real love that you have.
Even his hair looked handsome on Sunday night.
He's doing a bit more of taking his shirt off now than Aidan Turner.
He did take
They sort of passed the baton.
No, I think that was a bit of a surprise.
Oh.
Because we did the read-through and then suddenly there was a scene in there.
Suddenly took his shirt off.
Yes, and he had to dash off to go and do something. He's a very sort of successful playwright as well, so he was dashing off to do something brilliant.
Is he? Yeah, annoyingly sort of talented.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, I don't like him.
No.
I don't like that he's on your keyring. I don't like that he's multi-talented.
Okay, shall I get a David Tennant keyring?
What do you mean, shall I get?
Oh, yes. Oh, put it back on. That's the case. Yes, and so he didn't know. It was a bit of a surprise, and I got a kind of frantic text saying, could you just check with the writer and exec producers that I am actually getting my top off? And then there was this kind of panic thing. But he did a terrific job. He looked great.
He did. A terrific job with his shirt off.
Yes.
He's also a very good actor. But let's...
who cares?
Yeah, let's talk about him with his shirt off.
Objectification. We must stop doing that.
We must stop doing that. We haven't done any of that this evening. It's all gone wrong in the dying seconds of the programme.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Luckily, Sarah Cox will be back soon.
Great.
So
great.
Everyone will be fine again.
Do you think she's listening to this with her head in her hand somewhere?
I don't know. We should ask producer Louise. Do you think Sarah's listening to this somewhere? I doubt it, she just said in her headphones.
Right.
Yeah, to the point.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, she's probably tucked up in bed. She's probably delighted she gets to go to bed early.
Absolutely.
It is quite late, isn't it?
It is very
late. Not as late as poor OJ Borge has to go to, though.
No.
Midnight till 3 a.m.
But think of all those, you know, the truck drivers and people and taxi drivers through the night needing that.
Sing with you through the night here on Radio 2.
Oh, that was very good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Chris, it's been lovely having you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
We'll all be tuning in on Sunday night, Poldark, BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Do so. Thank you very much.
We'll be there. I want to play out with this track, which I discovered in America recently. My favourite track at the moment. Lovely the Band. All one word, all lowercase. It's more of a Twitter handle than a band name.
Right.
But this is my favourite track of the moment. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank
Listeners,
you.
Thank you for sticking with us, if you're still there. And this is Lovely the Band with Broken.